Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the new USA Freedom Act, passed by Congress and signed into law by President Obama in order to reform parts of the Patriot Act. You gotta admit, it's a nice name. USA Freedom. Who can complain about that? Surprised our collection of elected prawns showed such restraint and didn't call it the Mom and Apple Pie and Cute Little Kittens Chasing Yarn Through a Corn Maze Act. Although there was much huffing and puffing and pulling of hair, to be honest, not much has changed. The new law extends three expiring surveillance provisions. The NSA is still able to collect data for phone numbers that contact anybody on their list of suspected bad guys, and then collect data on the numbers that contact those numbers and the numbers that contact those numbers. Kind of like a secret 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. As a matter of fact, by now, Kevin Bacon is undoubtedly the owner of a suspect number. Never too sure about that guy. The bill also reinstates the roving wiretap provision, which allows the CIA to monitor sneaky guys who keep throwing away their cell phones, as well as the lone wolf provision, which reputedly has never been used. Yeah, right. And hippopotamus teeth make good jello molds. The new law does give businesses more leeway to report information requests they've received from the government, but we don't know how much more. On a 1 to 100 scale, we'd hazard a guess it's a 1. But hey, it's baby steps, a band-aid on a sucking chest wound. But one of those flesh-colored band-aids that can be worn on stage and the audience never notices. Of course, the biggest threat to our store of personal information is not the NSA or the FBI or the CIA, but rather Facebook. One of these days, Julian Assange is going to target Mark Zuckerberg. And then all hell is going to break loose. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.